There is a lot going on when it comes to BRAC. Our BRAC Impact, a Federal News Radio and WTOP in-depth series taking a look at it all week long. And base realignment and closure changes have the makings of a traffic nightmare, according to some observers. Congressman Jim Moran was one of the first to use that term. Adam Tuss from our sister station WTOP is here as part of our series. And what are you seeing at... Well, first of all, thanks for being on the show.
Francis, I need a little bit more of that music, man. That intro music's fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Here, we'll just give you a little bit more of that right now. You like that? You can have that if you want, because I think
I'd gladly take that from you. It really pumps me up. That's
it can be stuff. The sprawl and crawl music from now on. does this look like a nightmare, or are some of the words that we're hearing just kind of hyperbole to make this sound a lot bigger or worse than it actually is?
Well, I think the fact of the matter is, Francis, that we're not going to know until it actually does happen. Now, as far as BRAC is concerned, and part of the stuff that we've been focusing on with our in-depth series is that, you know, this is all supposed to happen by mid-September. You know, a lot of these changes are supposed to be going on. One of the places that I focused on in my series of reports today was Fort Meade, where a lot of people have already begun moving. You know, DISA has already started moving some of their employees from Northern Virginia up to Fort Meade, about 200 a week. And by the time everything is said and done, about 4,000 DISA employees will be up in a 1.1 million square foot office complex, which is now the largest office complex in Anne Arundel County. So in a way, some of this stuff has already started to move and happen. Definitely what you're going to see is commuting patterns change. Now, whether that makes things worse or better, we don't know. It's definitely going to change things around, because just anecdotally, the people I've been talking to who are moving from Northern Virginia, specifically Arlington, and now headed up to Fort Meade, are saying, yeah, well, we thought about relocating, but when you look at it and look at our region, so many of the households in our region are two-people households, so it really doesn't make sense for everybody to move their house right next to where their new job is, because their significant other might have to commute someplace else. So a lot of people are staying put. I think what you're going to see is a lot of different commuting patterns develop around September. I can say with certainty that around Bethesda Naval, things are going to get worse, and probably around the Mark Center, you know, where there's no real transit there, where you're going to have to drive or carpool, and there's only a few bus lines that run over to that area. Those are the two areas to really watch where traffic impacts will be worse, because, of course, if Bethesda Naval, you're going to get the number of patients and visitors there doubling to a million. And at the Mark Center, you know, that place was just built. So you've got 6,000 military workers headed there. 395, which is already crawling as early as, you know, 6 in the morning, certainly could see some more significant impact. So I really do think, you know, time will tell. Some of this stuff has already been put in motion, but we really won't know until mid-September how everything shakes out.
Governor McDonnell in Virginia asked for a delay of the move to people to the Mark Center to study this a little bit more and prepare more infrastructure. Is there any possibility that can happen, or is DOD so far along with these moves that they've got to really keep the ball rolling?
Well, I don't see why it couldn't happen. You know, you've got people who are already set up in their offices, who are under nothing but a deadline, to move. Now, I mean, a lot of personnel and, you know, obviously managers want their employees all in one place. If this is supposed to happen, they're gonna want to go. But I really don't see any reason why people can't stay put for a few extra months until a better transportation plan is worked out. But if you look at it in the long term, really the transportation infrastructure needs that are needed for these places, they should have been in place already. And frankly, they haven't begun yet. At Bethesda Naval, for example, you've got a metro station there, which is, they're, you know, talking about a system of high-speed elevators that's going to be on the other side of 355 and a pedestrian underpass that's going to go underneath Rockville Pike. Well, none of that has even started. The only things that have started around Bethesda Naval are a series of bike paths, you know, that have been made, and some minor tweaking to intersections that are going to be happening over in that area. Around the Mark Center, you would probably need a direct ramp from 395 to either go straight to Seminary Road, very close to the Mark Center complex, or directly into the Mark Center complex. Now, around the Mark Center, there have been a lot of concerns about an environmental preserve, which sits very close to the Mark Center. So There originally were plans to have a direct ramp go straight from 395 into the Mark Center, but because of those environmental concerns, that was scrapped. Bottom line is this stuff should have been in place a long time ago, not just getting started, and we're talking about a couple of months to go here. So when we get down to it, when it all starts to really happen and people are starting to shift and move around in the area, you know, you're going to see some impacts. You're going to see things shake out. You know, and as someone who covers transportation in this region, I can tell you a lot of times we do build things up. For example, you know, the New York Avenue project that's going on right now that we had 6 lanes of traffic, you know, got narrowed down to 4 lanes, inbound and outbound lost a lane. And we built it up and we said, look, this is going to be a real big headache for drivers. Well, what happened? Drivers actually heeded the call and stayed away and found another way to get around it, to the point where New York Avenue really hasn't been that much of a problem. Now, the BRAC moves, everything that's associated with that is on a much, much larger scale. So we'll see how it all shakes out. But it's possible that we could go through all of this and the commuting patterns could just adjust into a new way, a new development pattern, and things might not be so bad. But I got to tell you, just from looking at it, from everyone I talk to, transportation experts, land use experts, people who are moving, you know, the Mark Center and Bethesda Naval, those are two places really to keep your eye on.
Adam Tuss is a